Seven Little Goats and the Wolf. There was once upon a time a goat who had seven little kids and loved them with all the love of a mother for her children. One day she wanted to go into the forest and fetch some food, so she called all seven to her and said, "Dear children, I have to go into the forest. Be on your guard against the wolf. If he comes in, he will devour you all. The wretch often disguises himself, but you will know him at once by his rough voice and his black feet." The kids said, "Dear mummy, we will take good care of ourselves. You may go away without any anxiety." Then the mother went on her way. It was not long before someone knocked at the house door and called, "Open the door, dear children. Your mother is here and has brought something back with her for each of you." But the little kids knew that it was the wolf by the voice. "We will not open the door," they cried. "You are not our mother. She has a soft, pleasant voice, but your voice is rough. You are the wolf." Then the wolf went away to a shopkeeper and bought eggs, ate them, and made his voice soft. Then he came back, knocked at the door of the house, and called, "Open the door, dear children. Your mother is here and has brought you something back with her for each of you." But the wolf had laid his black paws against the window, and the children saw them and cried, "We will not open the door. Our mother has not black feet like you. You are the wolf." Then the wolf ran off to the miller and said, "Strew some flour over my feet for me." The miller thought to himself, "The wolf wants to deceive someone," and refused. But the wolf said, "If you will not do it, I will devour you." Then the miller was afraid and made his paws white for him. So now the wolf went for the third time to the house door, and he knocked at the door and said, "Open the door for me, children. Your dear little mother has come home and has brought every one of you something back from the forest with her." The little kids cried, "First show us your paws that we may know if you are our dear mother." Then he put his paws in through the window, and when the kids saw that they were white, they believed that all he said was true and opened the door. But who should come in but the wolf? They were terrified and wanted to hide themselves. One hid under the table, the second into the bed, third into the stove, the fourth into the kitchen, the fifth into the cupboard, the sixth under the sink, and the seventh into the cloakroom. But the wolf found them all, and using no great ceremony, one after the other, he swallowed them down his throat. The youngest, who was in the cloakroom, was the only one he did not find. When the wolf was satisfied his appetite, he took himself off, laid himself down under a tree in a green meadow outside, and began to sleep. Soon afterwards, the old goat came home again from the forest. Ah, what a sight she saw there! The house door stood wide open, the table and chairs were thrown down, the sink lay broken to pieces, and the quilts and pillows were pulled off the bed. She looked for her children, but they were nowhere to be found. She called them one after another by name, but no one answered. At last, when she came to the youngest, a soft voice cried, "Dear mother, I'm in the cloakroom." She took the kid out and told her that the wolf had come and eaten all the others. At length, in her grief, she went out, and the youngest kid ran with her. When they came to the meadow, there lay the wolf by the tree, snoring so loudly that the branches shook. She looked at him on every side and saw that something was moving and struggling in his gorged belly. "Ah, heaven," she said, "is it possible that my poor children, whom he has swallowed down for supper, can still be alive?" Then the kid had to run home and fetch scissors and a needle and thread, and the goat cut open the wolf's stomach. And hardly had she made one cut than one little kid thrust his head out, and when she had cut further, all six sprang out one after the other, and were all still alive, and had suffered no injury whatsoever. The wolf had swallowed them down whole. What rejoicing there was! They embraced their dear mother in a big hug. The mother said, "Now go and look for big stones, and we will fill the wolf's stomach with them while he is still asleep." Then the seven kids dragged the stones thither with all their speed, and put as many of them into his stomach as they could get in. And the mother sewed him up again with the greatest haste, so that he was not aware of anything and never once stirred. When the wolf at length had had his fill of sleep, he got on his legs, and as the stones in his tummy made him very thirsty, he wanted to go to the well and have a drink. But when he began to walk and to move about, the stones in his stomach knocked against each other and rattled. Then he cried, "What rumbles and tumbles against my poor bones! I thought 'twas six kids, but it feels like big stones!" And when he got to the river and stopped over the water to drink, the heavy stones made him fall in, and he drowned. When the 7 kids saw that, they came running to the spot and cried out, "The wolf is dead! The wolf is dead!" and danced for joy with their mother.